News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be. Are we here? Are we? We're on a radio with the History Show in El Paso. Melissa Sargent, how the world are you?
I'm finally, after getting over this congestion stuff, I am feeling wonderful for a change.
Wait till the wind kit picks up again.
At least I know what that is. The other one was kind of like,
you're creepy. Well, welcome, yeah. Everybody. It's a history show about El Paso because we have great history. This thing has its own radio show.
And
it's,
yes.
I start my 17th year of doing this next week. I complete 16. Yay. So it goes. And that was, of course, on the as we always say, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Mm-hmm. That was Leon Metz I worked with for 11, 12 years
there. The giant.
And now you've been here since about 2011, on November.
No, 2010.
Somewhere back in there.
Yeah.
And here you be. And we're.
And then I was a guest on the show several times.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so it's been a long time.
You've been part of this. So has your husband, Bernie. And the whole idea of El Paso history is because it's a great history.
It is.
The problem is most of us don't know it. That's one of the real issues in El Paso. I finally figured out what's wrong with this town. People don't know their own history.
Well, yeah.
So when they get to like 17, 18, they're looking for something to do. They leave thinking, there's nothing that happened here. But it's because they were never told.
Anyway. Oh, I know. And the great thing is now we're teaching people here locally,
that's
as well
deal.
As we're sharing it around the world.
Well, that's the point why we do what we do. Yeah. This is a successful show. They keep us here because it's highly rated.
That's right.
And it's on 690 and all kinds of places.
690 AM local, which kind of goes out all over different places in the region, as well as now we're around the world via the internet.
This is true.
You can go to ktsmradio.com and you can click on the iHeartRadio link and you can download that app for your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, and you can listen to KTSM 690 anywhere, but you can also listen to us every Saturday and take us anywhere you go, shopping, doing the chores in the yard, or if you're visiting family, tired of listening to them, you can listen to us.
And if you miss it, I finally usually get them on by about Tuesday of the following Saturday, and they're online, ephistory.com.
Or there's something you wanted to rehear again.
Yes.
Like a lot of us, it's like I do that with watching History Channel or some of the shows there.
Yeah.
I'll rewind. It's like, what did they say?
So, and also, that's where we sell our DVDs. And we got DVDs to give away for trivia going to happen today, right?
Yes, we do.
It's going to be specific trivia to our guest. Let's introduce our guest and then explain the trivia.
Okay.
Our guest is the Nacho Garcia Jr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay.
Welcome here.
Thank you.
Turn on that microphone. Say, hey, oh, por favor. It's this one number.
He's not imaginary. He really is with
three,
us.
3, 2, 1. Talk.
Hey.
Yeah, you
there
are.
He is.
Now we know you're there. The Nacho Garcia Jr.
The one and only.
You're the man that draws those El Paso Times cartoons forever, but not right now. You just kind of got that out of your system.
I throw them on Facebook and all social media.
Other places.
I have to get it out.
Oh, he's still out there. We love him.
Well, the point is that a lot of the trivia today is specific to your history, which we hope we talk about so people can get the questions. But that's what you got going on. And the prizes are these here DVDs?
Well, we've got $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Find New Mexican Food in Canutia, which we'll be going to lunch there today, won't
we?
Okay.
Yes.
And Nacho will be joining us?
You can make it out there today.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What we do is we declare a special.
Aha.
Go ahead and read off a couple of those. I'll pick out a special here.
The DVDs also, like I said, $20 in food coupons to Pepe's, or you could pick out one of El Paso Gold's DVDs, Tom Lee's El Paso Mexican Revolution Sites, lecture series, Celebration of Our Culture, The Smelter, Women's Club of El Paso, Rosa Guerrero's 80th birthday, Gunfights the Old West, which is still the best one.
We know why.
Because I'm in it. That's right. El Paso's Waco Tang story, Ghost Stories, two, three, and four. So there's a lot of choices you got to make out there.
Now here's something Pepe wants me to do. So here we're going to do this. We have this menu.
That menu. We can call in our order.
Well, not only that, and they do catering as well, so you can get a lot of food if you want by phone. Well, he said, okay, let's make up an Oñate special every Saturday.
Ah.
Which means normally about a $10.95 plate goes for $6.
Ooh.
Okay, you want to pick one out today?
Well, I'm stuck on the sopa de tortilla.
Which one do you want, Shelley? Which one do you want for the Oñate special?
Let's see. Let me go for one of his plates.
Guacamole tacos, she says.
Guacamole tacos. Oh, they're good.
You going to make that the special today?
Let's do that. Okay. Guacamole tacos.
That makes Shelley happy. She's our call screener. So guacamole tacos today is the Oñate special, cool. Meaning you get the normal food, but you get it $6 and that's it.
It's a bargain, and it's good food.
Nacho, we need to talk to you about history. Now, you know about history in El Paso because you've lived some of it.
Yes.
You've drawn a lot of it.
Yeah.
Did you ever mess with the Griggs people?
The who? The
Griggs? Griggs?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, this is the survivors of the Griggs.
I used to love their roll tacos.
Today's your day because they'll have them out there. They're not the Oñate special.
I went to the one on Montana.
Yeah.
Griggs.
There were two people that ran that.
Yeah.
One was Pepe. One was his wife, Lorena.
Wow.
They now have this restaurant out in Canyotillo.
For years, stopped at Griggs.
So it'll be a reunion.
And they took the recipes. And they bought the recipes from the Griggs crowd, and they now make them out there. Have you been out to Pepe's?
No.
You need to see this, because they bought some of the tables, they bought some of the furnishings. They've got, those old pump organs that they had in a museum?
Maybe a little ghost?
Griggs? Edgar flows through there now.
Because that's New Mexico Mexican food, right?
It is.
You're correct.
Right. New Mexican food, but they sell it in Texas, so whatever, however that works. But today we got Nacho in the house, and Nacho, a lot of people would know you from your drawings. We had you on Facebook this week, one that you did of yourself, and I like that one.
You do?
Because it looks a lot like you.
Does it?
Now that I meet you in person.
My wife says I do myself too much justice, and I had too much, that I don't really look like that.
Pull that mic just a little bit closer to you.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh, yeah, there
wives
you go.
Wives just don't want you to get your head too big.
Yeah, wives have a way of keeping you in your place.
That's right. We work hard at that.
There's one now, my radio wife over here.
So she knows.
So it goes.
Ask Bernie.
When you see the head swelling up, then you have to...
Well, I can't afford to keep buying Bernie cowboy hats, so don't tell him he's a great guy. Yeah.
Well, Nacho Garcia Jr., and you are a junior, and we're going to explore some of that history, because Melissa dug into some of your ancestors, like, what the heck?
Oh, my gosh.
These were busy people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we thought you were cool. And we got all these ancestors that are cool.
Forget Nacho. Let's go to
Grandpa.
Let's
go talk to about the old time. But tell us a couple of things about your times at the Times, because you were there for like 17 years.
About 17 years. It's weird the way I got in there. I was in advertising for maybe 30, 35 years, working at certain little agencies And one day I was reading the paper, and they had a little box that said, if you have, you want to submit a letter, or if you want to send a editorial cartoon, we'll take it, or we'll, judge
it. Consider it, maybe?
Consider it.
Yeah.
So I started sending some to them, and they started liking. And Don Flores was the publisher. Whatever,
yeah.
And he said, hey, you know what, we'll pay you. Because they weren't offering to pay. He said, we'll pay you every week for a cartoon. So I said, okay. So we worked out a little a contract.
It wasn't enough to be a full-time job, I'm guessing.
Not yet, because it was just one cartoon. But then they had an opening. John Laird and who was there? John Laird and...
maybe
Don.
Fenton back in there?
Fenton already left. Fenton left.
Joe Mensch and...
Joe Mensch?
Yeah.
But Joe Mensch was at the Herald Post.
Oh, he was at the Herald.
The interesting part about that is when I joined him in 97... That was the last year of the Herald Post.
That's right, October.
That's true. Yeah.
The last one was in October.
I was there to see the Herald Post close.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember all the workers had a big party on Friday saying goodbye to everybody. And I was kind of sad. I said, Herald Post? Cool.
Yeah.
In fact, my dad liked the Herald Post because he'd come back from work in the afternoon and he would. The Post was there.
Yep.
And so that left. And that was probably the sounding bells. What? For whom the bells toll?
Yeah, or the canary in coal mine.
Something's coming down.
Yeah.
In 97, and when I joined them, I was not knowledgeable about computer graphics. And they said, hey, we'll show you. We'll teach you. So I've got to hand that to them. I learned Photoshop and all that and working there at the paper. And then I would do my drawings, scan them in there, and then color them in the computer, and that helped a lot.
Okay, because that's how you did your stuff.
See, before that, I felt like the train had left me because everybody's going computer. This is like early 90s.
But they paid you to be a computer guy, so there you are.
Yeah. So I learned to draw on the computer and color, and I did maps and graphs and everything on the computer. So
because you did a lot of the illustrations for the Times, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
All the stuff that they need, like a you said, maps. Did you do the weather maps and such, or was that
not the weather maps, but like there was an accident on, let's say, Five Points or something. We whip out. We had a little style. We'd build a map, show you where the accident is. We'd do that, and then we do graphs.
So that was a full-time job at that point?
Okay. No, yeah. But it wasn't just drawing.
But prior to that, though, you had worked with some of the bigger names in town, like Popular Dry Goods and Courtesy Chevrolet.
Yeah, my first advertising job was upstairs, 7th floor, a Popular Dry Goods, in advertising with Robert Finney and Dan Hammond. And they showed me how to do pencil layouts. And here's the thing. I was going to UTEP and majoring in fine arts, but that's all they had, fine arts. They didn't have graphic arts.
Oh.
They didn't have advertising. It was just, well, advertising was a form of journalism, and that was different. So I learned to throw a pot and make sculpture, make jewelry, paint, but it was all fine arts. I talked to my parents, I'm not learning the graphic arts. So I joined the Famous Artist Course, which is a correspondence course out of Westport, Connecticut. I don't think it exists anymore. And it was commercial art and illustration.
Oh.
And that's where I learned to really draw and illustrate and lay out. It was a 3-year correspondence course. You got a volume for every year. And the good thing about it is every week you submitted a lesson, and it was graded by a famous artist like Albert Dorn and Norman Rockwell. They were all, that's why they called it Famous Artists, because these guys, excuse me, I'm getting over that bronchitis.
He'll come back with the next breeze.
Yeah.
But so you've been around a lot. You've learned a lot. But also, didn't you create something of a cartoon series?
I don't know.
Nacho Tunes. What's that?
Oh, okay. Nacho Tunes. That's how it started at the paper. Somebody coined it Nacho Tunes, so I kept it. And it was an editorial cartoon.
Okay.
And it would be picking on a politician or something that happened that week, and I would try to, in fact, the Thursday night I would do 4 or 5 pencil sketches of different things that occurred, and then the board there, the managing board, they would review and say, okay, we like this one, and then so Friday.
And you finished that one.
Friday morning they said we like this one, and so I ink it in that Friday night, put it in the paper in the page, and it ran.
Now, did you send those in electronically or walking over there?
No. I was walking. I was working there.
Yeah, still.
So you just took it downstairs or whatever.
I stayed a little late to do it, and I slipped it under the door. Everybody was gone. Some of the people were gone. Slipped it under the door, and they would review it. And Friday afternoon, because the thing is, we worked from 2:30 till midnight. We were on the late, because the printing press wouldn't run till midnight.
Right.
So I got used to coming in late and leaving late, and that's when I had free will there, and I draw and everything. I do my work, my graphic work first, get it out of the way, and then I sit down and do my pencils.
Do you ever just do drawings for fun?
Yeah.
And what are they about? Same kind of thing? Or?
Weird, kind of weird stuff. Oh. I can't really reveal it right now.
No. Is that going to come out someday?
Someday.
In a book or whatever?
Maybe. Well, you do caricatures.
I do caricatures.
Because you have cartoons, and then what is the difference between a caricature and a cartoon?
A caricature, you catch the likeness of the person's face, their features. And a cartoon can be of any figure, any person doing something. And it doesn't have to look like anybody. But that's a cartoon. Those are easy to do.
Yeah.
Caricature, you got to have that person in front of you, or you got to have a photograph, and you draw, and you exaggerate a few features. You don't want to insult them.
Yeah.
Mine, I try not to make mine insulting, because you've seen caricatures where the noses are in.
Oh, they're outrageous. I've had a few done myself. Yeah.
Or if you have little eyes, squinty eyes, and a big nose. And I try not to do those.
Make it fun.
Yeah. I what I try to do is compliment and, make it. I call them portraitures.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
We got to one of you right here on Facebook that we put up. I think if your neck actually turned that far, it would be broken.
And I can't.
If you do that,
I'm going to stiff neck.
To call 911.
Yeah. That's a great self-portrait, though. I love that
one. In fact, That's
you got the Unyate in the background.
If you look at the date, that's about what 9, 10 years ago. 10 years.
07, yeah.
Changed that much, really.
So the beard's gotten whiter, a little bit more salt. See, salt
that's,
and pepper.
That's on you, dude. You can change that.
Yeah. Oh no, I know.
A little Grecian formula.
Yeah.
So I go. We got to take a break here. It's that time. We're going to give away some trivia stuff and using some questions that we've just mentioned the topics on. Have we not?
Yes.
Ah, we did that. Okay. Nacho Garcia Jr.'s in the house. Got him here for 2 hours. Got pictures up on Facebook. And also, you mentioned the popular. That is also something we connect on Facebook with, is the lady who's one of the descendants of the popular people, Barbara.
The Schwartzes, yeah.
Barbara Givenbany. What a treasure she is for El Paso with all the pictures she posts up there.
She's always on there.
Wonderful.
She's always on there.
And it's what she did. She took a bunch of your stuff and put it on her site, Remember in El Paso.
Oh, really?
Much more of your stuff.
We're spreading you around everywhere.
I remember the downtown area was bustling with people.
You walked everywhere.
Downtown. Well, you remember that.
Yeah, I went through that.
I remember when they would scramble across the street.
Yes, a scramble was me. In fact, that should be a trivia question. What is a scramble at an intersection?
There you go.
Do you know?
Yes, because I lived in Los Angeles.
Okay, so you know what? You know how to scramble.
I worked in Century City and Beverly Hills and all that area. Yeah, you talk about scramble. Oh, now, you guys didn't know scramble. That's a scramble.
I would think that's professional scrambling in L.A.
It's even worse in New York.
If you don't get out of the intersection, you will get killed. Mm-hmm. In El Paso, they at least stop for you.
Or you get run over. You get run over by a tranvía. Remember the tranvía?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Now, New York, they just keep going and leave you there as a grease spot. Yeah.
What's the trivia today? We got some.
Okay, the trivia here is somewhere. Okay, there is it. Okay, before Nacho worked for the El Paso Times, he was an advertising artist. Name one of the two well-known clients he did work for, and we named those earlier. And so that's what you have to do is name two of his more popular clients.
Also, we have an announcement before we go take the calls, and you got to call us on those trivia, 544-5876.
Right, and 544-KTSM.
But we have an announcement here. Today, after our radio program, I get up, my son sits down. Talk El Paso returns today at noon. Special one-hour broadcast you can catch on News Radio 690, KTSM, and on Facebook Live.
Yeah, and hosts Andrew J. Polk and Paul de la Peña will be bringing more talk about the important issues affecting our region live, including how our elected representatives are getting involved in the debate over national issues like health care and what that means for their political futures.
The first half hour will be broadcast on 690 AM with the full hour live on Facebook.com/TalkElPaso.
Ooh.
Join the conversation with your calls and comments in the first half hour, at least, on the Facebook page. You can post stuff right after the El Paso History Show today. It's at noon. It's called Let's Talk El Paso. Okay. 544, whatever it is.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, I'm Mark Israel, owner of Donut Plant. I used 80,000 points from my Chase Inc. business card to make the latest food craze, the Ripple Donut. Now it's making headlines. NYC's best, raves the New York Post. Donut Plant has outdone itself, says Spoon University. And Grub Street says it will light up your Instagram.
What will you create with your points? Visit chase.com/ink to learn more about Inc. Business Preferred. Chase for business, so you can.
Real business owner compensated for use of his actual statements. Credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. Restrictions and limitations apply.
I'm beginning to believe that other than love and religion, nothing changes your life more than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryant, founder, chairman, CEO of Operation Hope, and we're working to expand and lift up your credit scores. Operation Hope is partnering with major financial institutions to bring hope inside to places where you shop and flock. Through the Hope 700 Credit Score Communities Initiative, we are helping people with free counseling, loan originations, modifications, and more. Go to OperationHope.org today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. you could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-600-3018. That's 1-800-600-3018. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-600-3018. 1-800-600-3018. 1-800-600-3018.
iHeartRadio just got better with unlimited streaming music. Search and play any song from iHeartRadio's library of millions of tracks. Create playlists of your favorite music. Download your playlist and listen offline. That's right. Start your free 30-day trial now at iHeartRadio.com or open the app. Free radio and unlimited music all in one. That's iHeartRadio.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got trivia stuff to give away, got stuff to tell you about. Also, want to thank the control room crowd. With Shelley Sutherland on the phones there, ding-ling-a-ling.
Lovely
and
Shelley.
And on the electrons, Sergio Valenzuela.
We got it.
See, I don't get anywhere near soccer. That's as close as I ever
get.
Yeah,
I know. They're good.
But anyway, we thank you in there because Sergio's here like all day long on Saturday.
Yeah, he can pull the plug on us anytime he wants, you know?
That's really nice to him. All right, moving on to what we have at hand. Oh, we got to talk about history lessons before we get to trivia. And the phones are full, by the way. We got Lorenzo, Bill, and Linda. And if anybody drops off, there's probably another call waiting. But we have history lessons in
That's
April here.
Right.
Harvey Girls of El Paso, Texas, meeting Monday, April the 10th. That's at Union Station Passenger Depot Place, 700 San Francisco, 2 to 4 p.m. The program is Collections of the Fred Harvey Legacy, presented by Press Derkup. That's a woman, Press Derkup. It's a real person.
I know her. She's a very nice lady.
But you say something like that, like, what did he just say?
I need to start calling her Rosie.
You stepped on what? But no, we listen to the whistle of the freight trains while smelling the smoke and the cinders. Boy, they got an imagination over there. As the trains roll through historic downtown El Paso. Visitors are welcome. Information 591-2326. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Historical Society. They're meeting on April the 12th. That's Wednesday at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church on Montwood, just off of Lee Trevino, 6 to 8 p.m. The program is History of the Railway Post Office. Woody Bear. Oh, he's gotten into this stuff here.
He's a good guy.
And his program and dinner cost $10. Visitors welcome. On that one, you RSVP to 540-9660.
And the El Paso Corral of the Westerners International number 26 will meet Friday, April 21st at Country Inn and Suites at 99 Sunland Park Drive from 6 to 9 p.m. Their program's going to be Constable John Selman and Perry Greer, presented by Keith and Everett Erickson. The program and dinner is only $20, and visitors are welcome, but you must RSVP by April 17th, and you got to call this number, which is the same one I'll give at the end of this. No, it's not. I apologize.
Pick a number.
It's 759-9538. And then you have the El Paso Rio Grande chapter of the Daughters of the Texas Revolution. They're meeting April 21st at the Royal Estates at 435 South Mesa Hills. Their 11 a.m. program is the Ballet Legacy of Ingeborg Heuser. Heuser. Yes, I'm saying that wrong. Luncheon and program cost is only $10. Visitors are welcome. For more information, give them a call at 760-5775. And I've been to their programs. Both the Corral of the Westerners and the Daughters of the Texas Revolution do a great job.
Did you put this up here on our page, or did Barbara do that?
Probably Barbara.
It's the one where I'm going the wrong way. It's the one with all the cones. Nacho. What did you call that one, Nacho?
Oh,
I lost it.
There's a picture of me doing that mural for the.
That's what that is.
Yeah,
I gotta find my.
I don't know what page you guys are on, but you're not on Facebook.
Oh yes, we are.
And you're not on my Facebook. You're not on the radio show.
Well, how did we? Yeah, it was Pastor Mystery Radio Show right there.
That I'm being
You need to refresh your page, dear.
I know those two guys.
Besides, I went way past it. Something got stuck on this mouse thing here. But no, here it is. It's coming up here. We got Nacho drawing his thing here. But then also the cones.
There you go. That's it.
I call it El Paso West Side Landscape. It's Nacho's drawing. Yes. Of nothing but cones out there. And, of course, your little gecko buddy. Now, that's your alter ego, right?
I like the gecko.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about your alter ego, because he gets you in trouble, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he gets to say little remarks that...
That you normally wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say.
Never. All right. Caller's on the phone here. Let's go to Lorenzo. We got a question for Lorenzo. Good morning, Lorenzo. How's it going?
Well, bars are good. How about yourself?
Well, we're managing, and Melissa, you take it away. What do we got here?
Okay, Nacho. I mean, not Nacho. Before Nacho worked for the El Paso Times, he was an advertising artist. Name one of the two well-known clients he did work for.
Popular Goods.
There you go. Any chance you know the second one? Just for grins?
I believe it's the Herald Post.
Well, yeah, but it was a different company, not the another paper. That's all right.
I was just curious. Yeah, you won. We're just curious if you knew the other one.
You get a $20 certificate or a DVD?
Do you want a DVD or $20 in food to Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant?
I'll take the $20 certificate.
All righty.
Yes.
And we will have that available for you. Shelley will come on the phone, tell you how to pick that up. Thank you for playing. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's all. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank
Hold
you.
On. Don't go away
Thanks
here.
For
you got to stay on the line here. Hold on. And Shelley will talk to you. I got a line is open here. Somebody dropped off. Bill dropped off. So now we're going to go to Linda. Linda, where's Linda? Is Linda on the radio? Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Linda?
Good.
Well, we've got a question for her. Linda, the other one was already answered, but we have another question. You want to try it?
Yes.
Okay. What is the name of Nacho's current independent cartoon series?
You're close.
Cartoonies. Cartoons.
put his name in it.
Put my name in front.
Nacho's
Cartoons.
That's close enough. We're going to give it to
okay.
you. Now, what we've got available for you, we got a pile of DVDs.
Actually, it's Nacho Tunes.
Nacho Tunes. Well, we're going to take it because we're trying to give this stuff away.
So we're giving away DVDs.
This question is a DVD. So what you need there, Linda?
We have Tom Lee's El Paso. We have Revolution Sites, Celebration of Cultures, El Paso Smelter, Woman's Club of El Paso, Rosa Guerrero, Gunfights of the Old West, Waco Tanks, and Ghost Stories, either two,
oh,
three, or four.
Oh, you're in the gunfights, aren't you?
I'm in the gunfights.
Waco Tanks is a winner.
Wait, no, it isn't in there. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Be,
I
missed it.
Because you said it.
I said it? Oh.
You have to say. All right, you got that. You figured out there, Linda. Thank you for playing. Anything else on your mind this morning?
No. Thank you very much. I want to say that Nacho is a very good drawer, artist.
Right.
And I like his work.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am. And thank
you
for listening.
Nacho.
Thank you.
And by the way, you can meet Nacho today if you wish. Come out to Pepe's. We're gonna have a Nacho Fest out there.
That's right.
You know what they're gonna serve?
Nacho.
Nacho Mamas.
Yeah, what do you think they're gonna serve out there? But anyway, Nacho will be out there today at Pepe's, 6761 Donovan, and come out and meet him. Say hey. And for a fee, you'll draw the picture, right?
I do caricatures. Right.
So that's what he does for a living.
I carry an easel in the trunk of my car.
Oh, you're ready today to try that?
He's a smart guy.
I always carry it.
All right, Linda, you got that figured out. We'll see you out there if you can. Otherwise, stay on the phone here. Shelley will tell you to pick up your prize, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for playing here. Well, you know, it's kind of fun in here doing this giveaway thing because we try real hard to give them away.
Yeah.
These are not hard questions.
I'd like to know with Nacho this. Now, you took your fine arts course via correspondence. How did that work out for you for the ad agencies? I mean, how did you get involved in that?
Well, you know what? The ad agencies used me to do storyboards because I draw mm-hmm. bodies and faces. And if, let's say you had a client and you wanted to sell a TV spot or produce a video,
right.
they wanted to see what it's going to look like. So they would give me the script. And in these little screens, I would sketch out the idea of the script.
Right.
And then I would, if they want color, they color it. We mount it on boards. You make your presentation to your client and say, this is your TV commercial with storyboards. In fact, when they make movies, they still make storyboards.
Oh, yeah.
They make storyboards.
Sure.
So I did a lot of that. And for some reason, when the computers came in, they managed to do it electronically. They just grab in Photoshop, you can grab bodies and paste them on.
Oh, yeah, do it all, yeah.
But I would draw original drawings and color them. And I'm not doing a lot of that right now because of... computer little by little has been taking a lot of this.
Well, you're doing computer stuff, though, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing computer stuff, too. In Photoshop, I do flyers and posters and stuff like that.
Yeah, I bet you're pretty good.
Yeah,
Photoshop is so neat. I mean,
I was going to say, I bet you're pretty good at it by now.
In fact, right now, I don't trust any photo I see because it's been tampered. Because
you know how you can tamper
it. I mean, this is now the world of fake news and photo.
Pictures, mm-hmm.
Even news is being tampered. Even photographs are being you can't believe anybody. Really?
Yeah. Right now. Unless you saw it yourself.
Now, unless you're there and you see it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really sad.
Yeah. So in, I don't know, it's a funny feeling because it's gotten so easy to tamper things. I was going to break you. You were saying other famous advertising people. I worked 10 years for the Tony Lama Boot Company. We used to do their catalogs, their billboards, their point of purchase. So I have, my wife's trying to throw them out. I've got like 16 pairs of cowboy boots that I've got in my closet.
Watch her do the following.
Put them on eBay.
She'll take all the left boots and get rid of them.
Yeah.
and then see what happens.
Yeah.
We're going to take one more break here. Nacho Garcia's in the house till noon. We got all kinds of things to talk about. We haven't even touched on the family history. Oh my God.
That's pretty deep stuff, another couple of shows.
You can talk to us on Facebook at
El Paso History Radio Show.
Or
call us at 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all. Plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
If you're still burning from the last stock market meltdown,
phew,
stop, drop, and roll. Then come in and see me.
Hello, Bill.
I can help.
I need you.
Bill Linderman here, El Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. The stock market has had three major meltdowns since 2000. Clients on InTouch Financial Plans never lost a dime. An InTouch Financial Plan is Wall Street inferno-free, a plan that doesn't use the government or Wall Street to grow your wealth. Here's the cool part. I can show you in writing, guaranteed, the minimum your money will grow 10, 20, 30 years from now. No stock market, no meltdown. A safe, secure way to grow your wealth. Call me for a free guaranteed retirement projection analysis at 915-595-2752. That's 915-595-2752. Or on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com. Keeping you in touch with your money and out of the burning stock market.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, I got to tell you, next Saturday morning, April the 1st, we will be here, but out there will be a location of the Hooters Restaurant from 10 to 2, the EPMPOA. That's the Fallen Officers Memorial Car Show. And that is the El Paso Municipal Police Officers Association. They're having a car show next Saturday morning. They're raising money. This is the one, the Hooters near Sierra Vista Mall. They're raising money to expand the memorial. They've had more fallen officers.
Yeah.
So otherwise, this isn't a great celebration, but it's a needed one. Anyway, go support them out there. And what they're doing, they're expanding the board of fallen officers at Chuck Heinrich Park. So anyway, that's what this is about. Get involved. Eloy Cerna, 494-1710. Get involved there if you want to get out and see the car show and help them out with that.
And one of the must-see things for residents and visitors alike in New Mexico is the Trinity site. And they have a special tour coming up, and it's sponsored by the New Mexico Museum of Space History in Alamogordo. And there are very few tickets left for this trip, and it's April 1st. So, and a lot of people are like, even at this point, are like, what is the Trinity site? That's where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated on July 16th, 1945. And it's located on the north end of what is now White Sands Missile Range. The Trinity site is only open twice a year, April and again in October. And this is your chance to get on there, get out there, walk around on your own first sight. They're going to have a historian, Peter Eidenbach, who will be giving a detailed explanation on the way out, and they'll have a sci-fi movie on the way back, and a special showing at the museum at the end, the atomic bomb movie. And this is a real big fundraiser for the museum. So get your tickets. Like I said, they're going real quick. Call 575-437-2840, or they have a toll-free number, which is 1-877-333-6589. I'm going in October. I'm taking off from the radio show to go next
week. We should just take the show live on the bus.
Wouldn't that be cool?
How can we do that? I have no idea.
But that
would be
a
thing. The thing to do would be to get to Alamogordo and then take the bus, because then you can party.
Yeah.
with a bag lunch or whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, well, they give you a sack lunch while you're out walking around where the site is, you know.
I mean, you can find a Trinity site on your own, but that's a little more...
glow in the dark.
It's a little easier if the bus driver knows to take you
there.
Oh, okay. Talking to Nacho Garcia, we got a picture up on Facebook. Nacho, you can see this from where you are, right?
Yes.
You're sitting there drawing meticulously on Don Haskins' fingers, I think, at this point here.
Yeah, I was...
What is this?
Yeah, okay. What is it called?
Yeah, what is this mural?
It's a mural about the 1966 championship, and it's a montage. You know, it's just several images that I put together, a design, and I put Haskins. If you go see it, Haskins behind him has got this bear growling.
Oh, of course,
he's the bear.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And I put this bear growling above him. And then off to the left, I've got a real big face close-up of him in a serious face. But then towards the bottom, all his players, his famous players, Bobby Joe Hill. And here's the thing. Two of them have passed away, Harry Flournoy, Bobby Joe Hill. Mm-hmm. And then I've heard that a couple of them are real sick. So I show the ones that I think the more important ones. And you got them holding the NCAA trophy.
Yeah.
And then I've got them situated to where it's, you know, pleasingly arranged.
Well, you were at Texas Western College when this hit the fan.
I was a freshman in Texas Western, and I got free tickets to go see. And, you know, the funny thing about it, I didn't really care about basketball that much, but I had free tickets, and I was...
So you went.
I was looking for a date, and I said, you know, let's go see them play. And when I watched them play, I'm not an expert. I said, no, these guys... Haskins has a defense philosophy. They would take the balls away. They would block ball. I mean, they went out to block and hold. It wasn't a run and shoot. A lot of basketball teams at that time were run and shoot, run and shoot.
They'd hold it, get the shot.
Haskins would jump up if you saw anybody hot-dogging around there. Pass it to the guy that's open. Yeah. Take your time. So sometimes you'd see scores of 50 and 60. Mm-hmm.
Is it my memory correct or not? That didn't seem to be a lot of three-point plays back in those days.
Back in those days, they weren't, no. No.
They just we got up close and shot for two all the time.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? I don't think the three-point was developed then.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking as a kid, I don't remember three-point plays.
No. And
that's what it was.
And professionally, they did a little line there that showed you the three-point.
Yeah.
I don't think that was developed yet.
I don't think their arms were as long back then either. I think they need to make the courts a little longer now.
But women are now shooting them and making them from that same distance.
Yeah, that's true.
And
they have smaller arms. They're getting taller, too, you know?
Well, let's also dial this back in the history of Nacho Garcia Jr. He's our guest today. And also, going backwards, Melissa, you've researched some of his family history. What are you finding out going straight?
Well, I found a lot of great-granddad. But as for your father, now your father was a policeman, mm-hmm. and also you were saying some other things that he had done.
Okay, he was in World War II. He was a B-17 waist gunner.
Oh.
B-17 was the flying fortress. Mm-hmm. It had guns sticking out of every place. On the side, they had an open window and hanging like on a chain.
Yeah.
My dad was on one side and his buddy was on the side. They were back to back, swinging the gun around, shooting the German, because they were over Berlin, bombing Berlin. And the Flying Fortress, it was so big and cumbersome, it couldn't outmaneuver the little the fighters. So they always had little fighters that would escort them. But they would have to just concentrate on what they're doing. They're going to go over and drop bombs, but they had to have some protection of their own. So they had these gunners all around,
kind of like decoys almost sitting out there, like
in
shooting
fact,
ducks.
Shrapnel blown up. My dad's had a little scar right over where.
Well, he's lucky that's all he had because most of those guys didn't come back.
A lot of them didn't come back.
We had a big story here about the B-17. There was one left at Flies came through here,
mm-hmm.
and my son got on and he came in and told us about it. But the whole thing was. Out of 25,000 people were on those planes, that's how many were killed.
Well, they were like sitting ducks up there.
Yeah, sitting ducks.
And so since your father made it through, he's one of the unusual guys.
Yeah.
But after World War II, he managed that. Then he became a police officer?
Became a police officer. When I was being born in 47, and he promised my mom, he said, okay, as soon as he's born, I'll get another job. Because she was nervous about being a policeman. But 30 years later...
He's still working on it. He was still working on it.
He retired in 76 or 75 or 76, and then he picked up little security jobs. Like he was, remember Billy the Kid?
Yeah, the jeans company.
Yes, he was in charge of security there, and then he went to teleprompter or table. It was cable TV.
Teleprompter was and John Cook owned it.
And he was in charge of security. Security was. He had a little force of security guys, and then little by little he just stayed home and he retired completely and
okay. Take it back another generation. Okay. Now, what did you find, Melissa, on a previous generation?
Well, I didn't really find much on your grandfather. Oh. I found on Gregorio.
Great grandfather,
Captain Gregorio.
Let's talk about him. Great grandfather,
Captain Gregorio Nincenziano.
Garcia.
That's right.
Yeah, he was born at the Portales, you said.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he was born in that building, but he was born in San Eli. And as a young man, he got into politics right away. He was county commissioner, county judge, and then was captain of the Texas Rangers when the Salt Wars were uprising.
Oh, my.
And so he had a little, a little garrison, a posse.
You want
to protect?
Somebody summarize the Salt Wars.
Well, the Salt Wars were basically the Salt Flats north, which was 70 miles north of San Ali, was actually an area that for centuries people had gone to collect salt for both food, for processing, because you used it for drying
food. It's an old dried seabed.
Yeah, it's a dry seabed, but it's not exactly the seabed. There's...
And it would preserve.
Lake bed.
There's a lake bed there, and it feeds up from the ground there.
Right.
And it's been used for hundreds and hundreds of years.
For free.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden a gentleman comes in by the name of Howard from Missouri, and he kind of thinks, well, hey, I'm going to control this, and kick some people out of there one time. Some Mexicans, actually, I believe they were Mexicans. They weren't from San Eli. They were from Mexico because they would come back and forth.
A lot of Mexicans, farmers.
They came through San Eli.
Yeah.
Right. And so it started this riot of like, what do you mean we all use this for years? He says, no, I have the property rights. And Howard was, he was pretty stupid as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I guess this piece of paper.
Well, he saw the potential to have it as a business, but he didn't look at the potential of these people saying, hey, no, it's ours too.
Mm-hmm.
So then you had this continue. I mean, it became a terrible situation. Went on for not for a long time, almost
months,
a year.
Months, yeah.
And it built up and it built up and it built up till it finally became a war, literally in San Elizario. Many people were killed. Unfortunately, many people that were innocent of it all. Ellis was shot and killed. He was dragged out of his business, hauled down the streets on a horse, and then they slit his throat outside of town. And Ellis was well liked and was well known in the town. And you had many things going on. Mm-hmm. And this is where what happened was, I guess, there was a deputization of Texas Rangers, so they didn't have a really large group here at that time.
So they made some new ones.
And, right, because the ones that were coming from
Mexico.
They
wanted somebody that could talk Spanish, English and Spanish, because
right.
of the Mexicans. So,
right.
So Gregorio, here, yeah. Captain Gregorio, was perfect. Cause he was county judge. He was county commissioner. And then Texas Ranger. And they thought he could quell the thing down, but it started.
And he believed in the law.
Yeah.
It turned into a mob.
Yeah.
And so he got out of that alive. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, but then he went on to somehow chase Victorio.
Okay. He chased Apache. They were raiding the farming community, stealing cattle, goats, sheep, whatever. And the Apache raids, he said, you know, you guys better go. So he went, chased them around, and then he got shot by Victorio with an arrow. And the thing in those days, I don't think penicillin was around.
Yeah.
He laid in bed for months and finally died of the infection.
Oh, yeah,
from the arrow.
It would kill you.
He died, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. Okay, we're going to take a break here and come back. We got Nacho Garcia in the house. I think we have more of your family history to go over.
Yeah.
You dug up all kinds of stuff, didn't you?
He was all over the place. It was great.
All right. Taking a break, come back with Nacho and a number or Facebook. Send us a message.
The El Paso History Facebook page. You can give us a holler there. Check out. I'm going to be posting a picture of his grandfather from a book that Henry Cisneros drew a picture of his grandfather, Captain Gregorio Garcia.
But Barbara just put Nacho Jr.'s entire bio up here. Look at that. It goes on forever.
How'd
you get that?
I don't know. Ask her.
There is so much. Actually, there was a lot of information. I could have gone on for hours last night.
Wow. This is by Larry Powers, whoever did that on.
Oh, okay. Larry Powers, yeah.
Well, and True West Magazine.
Retired Air Force guy. We became buddies.
And that's pictures at the Spirit of 66 bar.
Yes. It's a sports bar on Mesa.
2712 Mesa, and your thing is still up on a wall.
It's a small mural, and they put a plexiglass on it because, you know,
cool.
Some of the drunk people were spilling beer.
Yeah, let's not do that. Don't poke it, beer on my shoes. Take a break. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Back in a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, I'm Mark Israel, owner of Donut Plant. I used 80,000 points from my Chase Inc. business card to make the latest food craze, the Ripple Donut. Now it's making headlines. NYC's best, raves the New York Post. Donut Plant has outdone itself, says Spoon University. And Grub Street says it will light up your Instagram.
What will you create with your points? Visit chase.com/ink to learn more about Ink Business Preferred. Chase for business, so you can.
Real business owner compensated for use of his actual statements. Credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA NA. Restrictions and limitations apply.
Nothing changes America like a role model. I had one growing up. My name is John Hope Bryant. I wear a suit today because my dad wore a suit when I was growing up. But kids want to be rap stars, athletes, and drug dealers all too often because that's what they see in their neighborhood. My mission now is to give them something different to see, and you play a role in it. It's called America 2020 and Hope Business in a Box Academies. Go to OperationHope.org today and join the movement to make school cool once again. Visit us on the web at OperationHope.org.
This is a national health alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a free meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pedometer as our special gift to you. We have knee, back, and other braces available, as well as pharmacy services. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and you have insurance, we can help.
Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for your free upgrades and gifts. 800-245-0558. 800-245-0558. 800-245-0558. Call now. Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477. 800-798-2477.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to tell you about the Poppy Fest next Saturday morning, the 11th annual, 10 to 4 at the Museum of Archaeology. And also the Border Patrol Museum has gotten involved in that. That's 4301 Trans Mountain Road. Free for all and free parking at Cowan. They shuttle you to the museum. Nature tours, archery, live animals. I don't think you do archery and live animals at the same time.
That's Well,
that's a bad image, isn't it?
Not if we want PETA out there.
Never mind. Live entertainment, food trucks, all that stuff. Call them up, 755-4332. Also, the El Paso Archaeological Society has a featured speaker on April 15, Mike Bilbo. He's going to explain the Bataan Death March and the annual memorial marathon that goes on out there. And that's going to be free on April 15th. It'll be at 2 o'clock. We'll tell you more about that next week.
Well, I think all of us should go out tonight. You should bring your sketch pad. We're going to go do the haunted pub crawl.
Oh, no.
We could go sketch some ghosts. What do you think, Nacho?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah. There you go. The Gardner Hotel, along with Ghost 915, present the haunted pub crawl. Raise a glass and toast a ghost during this three-hour walking adventure. You'll hear stories of ghostly tales of love, murder, mayhem, and a whole lot of humor. You'll visit 8 and a half, the Toolbox, Craft Social, Speakeasy, and other surprise locations in Pride Square. All guests must be 21 years or older, and the tour cost is $20. Now, guests who are staying in the Gardner Hotel that evening will pay only $15 for the tour. So reserve your spot for the tour by calling 274-9531 today, and stay at the historic Gardner Hotel tonight, and your tour will only be $15. You can have a good time, don't have to worry about driving home, and it's a great hotel.
And it's a ghost involved.
Oh, yeah, the Gardner Hotel number is 532-3661.
We are almost out of time for this hour. I'll get the exact number in a moment here. And Nacho, we're going to go out here to Pepe's. What's the special? The Oñate special today is
guacamole taco.
There you go. And the point being is that they're normally like $9-$10. They're down to $6 for this event today. Just because we said so.
Yeah.
Nacho Garcia is in the house. We're almost out of time, Nacho, for this hour. We've got about a minute left. And why don't we hold some of your stories? Because you're an interesting guy, okay? Mm-hmm. But you have also some very interesting relatives that we haven't totally talked about here yet. You got a grandfather.
Well, they've all made their space in history here, I think is really cool. And Nacho's done his own, too.
It's a progression. And what you've done probably is a lot more out there than any what they did, because you're in a publishing business. Your work is published everywhere, mm-hmm. as the former cartoonist of the El Paso Times.
Well, right. You also illustrated books, though, too, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you remember a novelist named Bob Skimmins?
Yeah.
Famous novelist.
Yes, he's been in here a number of times.
He called me, and he did big novels, you know, like The Gray Victory, Apache Summer, and all that stuff. He said, I want to do a children's book.
Yes,
We did a series called Danny Drum.
Yes.
It's through the eyes of a little drummer boy in the Civil War, and he goes through the history of America. from the first time Columbus landed, and I illustrated. We did 5 books.
Yeah.
And then he got real sick.
Oh.
Passed away.
I remember him.
He wanted to keep going.
Oh, he would have if he could have. Yeah.
He had scripts, and I just grabbed them, and we would do watercolor illustrations.
Great stuff.
He's got the books.
We're out of time for this hour, Nacho Garcia Jr. You're coming back next hour, I hope.
Yes.
You have to.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got more to talk about.
Free food.
Yeah, free food. And also, we're going to go out to Pepe's today. We're warning Pepe's to be out there. Hey, everybody, Talk El Paso comes on show at noon today. Noon 02. Make it noon 02, Sergio, would you? Put him on at noon 02. Otherwise, we're back after the hour. Shall we do that?
Okay. Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.